Good morning and welcome to Lanyap, a feature about people, events, and issues on KEDM. I'm Corey Crowe, and we're joined today by Dr. Turner Steckline-Wilson here at ULM and Bobby Bridger. Good morning. How are y'all today?
Hey, Corey. How are you?
I'm good.
Doing well. We're glad you're with us today. And lots of cool stuff happening here in the Monroe area and the ULM campus. Bobby, for the folks that don't know, is kind of the aficionado of Western music. And Bobby, you're from Columbia, Louisiana. You've traveled the world playing Western music. How does a guy from Columbia, Louisiana find the West?
Well, we don't have time for me to tell you that story, but I'll try to telescope it by accident.
By accident.
Yes. When you're curious about something and you start looking into it, if you're going to find something that's going to keep you occupied for a long time, the American West can do that. Let's just put it that way.
Well, let me ask you this question, and I've always wondered, where does the West begin? If I got in the car and I went, went west, where do I start?
You're asking a very profound question, and you're asking a question I've written a chapter in a book about.
Okay.
For example, someone from Washington State, is that the West?
It is to our west, but is China and India and a lot of other places.
Exactly. That's the point I'm making. The West generally begins in North America at the 100th meridian. But my definition is the West is where the tall grass grows.
That would be my yard right now.
Yeah, right. It's where the tall grass prairie begins. The West began is a region that when people from Western Europe first arrived, they'd never seen anything like the Great Plains. That region between the Rocky Mountains and the Mississippi River, if you will, or the Missouri River, really. And it's where everything that people from Europe knew about creating civilization went out the window. They had to have land. They had to have wood for all the building of civilization was built on having timber to make a house and whatever, or fire or whatever, and all that was gone. All the civilization building tools vanished. That's where the West is.
Okay. Turner, tell me about Dr. Turner Steckline-Wilson, professor of communication here at ULM. Tell me why Bobby is here this week. What's going on campus?
Well, there's always a lot of different things going on at ULM. A million wonderful things happen. But this particular week, we have him here in residency as a Renaissance person. He's an artist. He's a singer. He's a historian. And so the ULM Speech and Debate Forum is funding his academic visits to classrooms and in coordination with the School of Humanities. And then the VAPA, Visual and Performing Arts, is bringing him for his concert here on September 8th at 7:30. But that evening of ULM Art Crawl occurs, and so we have all kinds of galleries on campus that we're hoping people come do the crawl. Bobby's work is featured in the Academic Innovation Center, which is in Walker Hall, and there'll be lots of artists on campus featured, and then his concert starts at 7:30, September 8th in the Emmy Lou Biedenhorn Recital Hall.
Well, you speak of the concert. I've got a CD here this morning, and Bobby, tell me what we're listening to here.
This is Absaroka. It's the first cut from my latest CD. It's a song. It's a love song to the Yellowstone Country, speaking of the West. And it's about the Absaroka is actually pronounced Absorka, and that's the name that the Crow Indians refer to their nation. the name for the Yellowstone country.
Well, you speak of the West and Yellowstone. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite part of the American West? If you had to pick one place you could go.
Oh, that would probably be, I don't know. I love the Great Plains and I love the Rockies. So, but I think probably Southwest Wyoming. Because there you have you're between two major mountain ranges, but it's high desert, very high, the Red Desert of Wyoming region. And I like that region quite a bit, and my relative Jim Bridger did too. So that's where he built Fort Bridger.
Now, you told me a minute ago you're very familiar with Stubbs Hall.
Yeah.
So you went to school here at ULM.
I did. I studied, went for an art degree, fine arts degree, but my last year in school, I changed that to art education so that I could teach, because I wanted to teach high school, and I taught over here at West Monroe High for 2 years after I got out of school here, taught art.
Well, Turner, tell me a little bit about what all else will be happening here coming up this week with you guys.
Today he speaks to a political communication class, and then he is speaking to two history classes tomorrow, and an English class. He'll be talking about social justice. He'll be talking about,
you want me to jump in?
Yes,
here?
Please.
For example, I've written several books about Indian culture as well as particularly with
Bobby. I'm almost out of time. Real quick, concert is going to be.
It's at 7:30 in Emmylou Biedenharn on September 8th, and Bobby Bridger will be presenting, wowing us with a wonderful, wonderful show.
All right. Yeah. That is Dr. Turner Steckline Wilson, Professor of Communication, and Bobby Bridger will be in concert again coming up Thursday, September 8th. And for information, you can visit ulm.edu/VAPA.
If you love listening to KEDM Public Radio and want to help ensure that future generations can enjoy and cherish all that local public radio has to offer, please consider naming KEDM in your will or trust. You can find information on making a planned gift to KEDM on our website at kedm.org and look for Legacy Gifts under the Support button. Together, we will remain listener-supported KEDM Public Radio.